The stories in Busting Bad Guys are great on their own, but you can also download the PDF to access the pictures that really help bring the story to life. Introduction. My high school counselor told me I was too sensitive to be a cop. I told myself he was wrong. However, these guys are counselors for a reason. They see things in the kids that we don't see ourselves, or that we are too immature and bullheaded to admit. Being an Omaha police officer changed me drastically in 26 years on the job from 1978 to 2004. There are parts of my personality I don't like. In fact, I've worked hard since retirement to change dark aspects of who I am. Change is tough. For years, others have told me I can be moody, intimidating, or appear sullen at times. I never try to act this way on purpose, and actually work hard at making people feel comfortable when interacting with me. At times I feel as though I have two personalities. I can be warm, outgoing, and the type of person who makes others feel comfortable to be around. Yet at times, when my past catches up to me, I can change and become that mysterious guy who causes others to wonder what's going through my head. They never saw the movies I saw played out on the streets of Omaha, all those years in uniform patrol, working burglary, vice, and finally many years undercover in narcotics, the worst of humanity. Kids who were killed, abused, or forced to live a life of constant fear. Kids living like prisoners in their own homes, or never allowed outside to play because their drug-abusing parents never understood why kids needed to go to school or have a rich life. Women who were beaten daily and grew to accept that. Drug users whose arms were covered with track marks and never knew what day it was or struggled just for survival hour to hour. One little girl, probably 5 or 6, walked up to me after we had bashed her front door down with a battering ram and arrested her mom and dad for selling methamphetamine. She hugged my legs, sobbing, "Please don't let anybody hurt me." I finally figured out the real reason I'm writing this memoir. It's time for my family to hear the whole story, not just the tamer parts of my career I thought they could handle. I saw things I couldn't share and experienced emotions I couldn't find the words to tell them about. My wife and 2 kids certainly knew what I did for a living. Their husband and dad was a cop who worked at night, often slept in late, and was gone for many family functions. They rarely knew what I saw, heard, and felt when I came home at night after a rough day on the streets of Omaha. I wanted to protect them from the atrocities I experienced, especially the heinous situations involving kids. Little do my own children know the number of times I checked on them before I went to bed in the wee hours of the night, making sure they were safe, comfortable, and warm. Hours earlier, I had seen kids of the same age living in filth, cockroaches running throughout their bedrooms, being parented by pieces of crap who put more value on their next hit of crack than making sure their own kids were safe. I wish I would have shared my experiences more with my family, but I cannot go back in time to do so. Only after my retirement do I feel that my kids fully understand and appreciated what I did, and that's my fault. I should have been more open to them with my feelings about this damn job. That's the reason for this book. I want my wife, kids, grandson, and future grandkids to know what the old guy did. I'm not looking to sensationalize my career by any means. Rather, I owe it to them to tell the whole story, the good and the bad, to make up for all the hours lost with them during my police career. Turns out my counselor, Brother Richard Murphy at Roncalli Catholic High School, was a wise man. Maybe I am too sensitive. I had trouble sleeping for years. Insomnia is a cruel monster. After I retired from the Omaha Police Department, sleep became easier, as my mind raced less late at night. Once I started writing this book, the cruel monster returned. Lying sleepless in bed late at night has forced me to relive the sights and sounds of little kids shaking and crying, scared to death that really bad things are going to happen to them, worse than they'd already been through. In way too many cases, I personally saw these little angels forced to endure atrocities that most people cannot comprehend. Cops are not most people, which is why I still lie awake at night. Let me tell you what happened on the nights I patrolled your streets.